Today's shir is Masechta Soita Daf Yud Gimel. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis, three lines from the bottom. The pasuk continues to speak about Miriam, and the pasuk says Vatikach Miriam Hanavi Achois Aaron as a type of Yadav Tetzena. The pasuk calls Miriam Achois Aaron. Asked the Gemara V'lai Achois Moshe, was Miriam not also the sister of Moshe Rabbeinu? Amr of Amram, Amr Rav, Amrle, Amr of Nachman, Amr Rav, Melaimet Shais Mesnaba, that Miriam said Nevuah, Shechais Aaron, when she was still only the sister of Aaron, when she wasn't yet the sister of Moshe Rabbeinu. Von Meris, and what she said was, Asidi Imi, Shetela Ben Shemashias Yisrael, my mother will have a child who will be the one that saves Klai Yisrael. The Kivin Shinoil of Moshe, as Moshe Rabbeinu was born, the Smala Kolabais Kula Or, the entire house was illuminated. Amar Avia, the Nashkal Rosha, our father came and kissed her on her head. Amar Abiti in the sky of Nevascha, as we had learned in our previous year, Miriam told Aaron, "You're going to have such a wonderful child." But once she was thrown into the river, Amar Aviyah v'tafchal Rosha, her father tapped her on the head. Amar Lebiti, Heichen Nevoscha, what happened to your Nevoah that you said about your brother? Why was she so anxious to know what's going to happen? Later, because she was anxious to know what would happen? So the Mefarshim ask that when Miriam said a Nevuah, she must have had brought proof that she is a Nevi'ah. So how could Amram not trust her Nevi'ah? So the Masas Melech explains that a true Nevuah is really accepted only when it's obvious that it's true. The Simonim and everything else that comes with a Nevuah are not really the proof that the Nevuah is actually accurate. Says the Gemara, Yosef Zocha, we learned in the Mishnah, Yosef was the one that buried his father, and there was no one greater than him. Mishnah Mikara asked the Gemara, at the beginning of the Pasuk says, when they went to bury Yaakov in the Ksiv, V'yal Yosef Likveres Aviv, V'yal Itoi Kol Avdei Paroi. Yosef and then all the servants of Paroi joined him. V'hadar, but later in the Pasuk, when it speaks about the funeral of Yaakov Avinu, it says V'chol Beis Yisrael ve'echov u'beis aviv. My shnol b'soif d'ksev Yosef Yosef Mitzrayma hu v'achov. It says first Yosef and his family v'hadar, and only afterwards it says V'chol Olam Itar Likbas aviv. Why are the other people only mentioned later? Answers the Gemara. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. B'tchila atzlo ro b'kvaidim shel Yisrael. Originally, till the Mitzrim saw the great honor that was given to Klal Yisrael, Lo'nagim and Kavod, they didn't show such respect to Klal Yisrael, and they went ahead of the Jews. However, L'psoif, at the end, Ra'a B'kvoidam, they saw the great honor that they showed to Jews, to Yaakov Avinu. That's when Nagim and Kavod, that they started giving them Kavod. So the Taisus asks that the Gemara Masechta Brachos that Mem Vav Amud Beis teaches us, Ein Mechavdim Bedrachim. We don't start showing honor on the road. So why over here do we see that they were showing honor on the road? So Taisus answers that this halacha Ein Mechavdim Bedrachim means that if two people are traveling and they happen to encounter each other, so on the road is not the time and the place to start showing honor. But if they're traveling in a formation, a procession, of course, if there's a planned out procession, the procession, we think about that even at the beginning of the trip. The Ksiv, the Pasuk says, V'yovad garen otad. Ask the Gemara, V'chigarn yesh le'otad. Otan means a thorn. You don't make grain, you don't make a pile out of thorns. Amar avua, melivet shekvu ksarm l'aroni shayakov. They encircled the coffin of Yaakov Avinu with all the crowns of the kings. Just like a gate has thorns to prevent anybody from penetrating. Because, says the Gemara, Shabbat b'nei Esa, b'nei Shmuel, b'nei Keturah, they all came to attend the Levaya of Yaakov Avinu. What's the number 36? So the Sefer Karen Oira says that the Mishnah in Masechet Krisis teaches us that there were 36, that there are 36 Averis for which one is Chas V'Shalom Chayiv Krisis. And Yaakov Avinu lived a life in which he didn't do any of those Averis. And as a sign that that was the life that Yaakov Avinu led, they had these 36 crowns around him. Tana, Kulam Mechamabo. They actually all came originally to wage war. However, Kivin Shiro, Kisra, Shayosu, Tali, Baron, and Shayakov, once they saw the crown of Yosef on the coffin of Yaakov Avinu, not Lakulam Kisraim, they all took their crowns, the Tulam Baron, and Shayakov, they put it on the coffin of Yaakov. Tana, Shlosh, Vishis, Kisraim, Nitla, Baron, and Shayosef. V'yisbet Hashem, Misbet Godl, V'kaveid, Ma'oid. Tana, Afil, Susan, V'afil, Chamarim. Donkeys and horses participated in the hesped. What's pshat? So the Meshech Chacham explains that the pasuk says Yod Chamor Avispalov. A donkey realizes its owner. Everybody, when Yaakov Avinu died, everybody realized. Even animals realized what a terrible loss there was. Another pshat that I saw is that when Yaakov Avinu died, the hunger returned to Mitzrayim. So during the years of Yaakov Avinu, the animals were well fed. But now that Yaakov Avinu died, they were back to that, back to being hungry. The Torah Tumim explains that they put on the animals even black pieces of material, that it should be obvious that they're all part of this funeral procession. Says the Gemara, Kimi Shagiyu Lamaris Machpelah. Once they got to the Maris Machpelah, Asa Esav, Esav came, Koma Akav, and he wanted to prevent the Levi from happening. Amla Mamri Kiris Abba Echevrin. Bam Rav Yitzchak, Kiris Abba. Why is this called Kiris Abba? She Abba Zugus Hayu. There are four couples, four pairs buried there. Adam Bechava, Avram Besara, Yitzchak Verifka, Yaakov Aleyu. Ia Kivra Leib the day. So Esav said to Yaakov, we inherited two spots here. You used your spot for Leah, Vahai the Payish, and the remaining spot, the Dehu, is mine. Armalei Zavinta. So the children of Yaakov said to him that you sold it. You sold your share to Yaakovinu. Amalei Ne the Zavina Bechurosai. I sold my bechayra to Yaakov Avinu. Pshitusa mizvini. I didn't sell everything, and therefore I still deserve a share in the Maris Machpelah. Amalei in. They Yaakov said to Esav, "No, you sold your share in the Maris Machpelah." The Ksiv, as Yaakov Avinu said to Yosef, "The kivri ashekarisli. I bought from Esav the share in the Maris Machpelah." Ein kira, when we see the word kira in the Chumash, it means losh mechira, sale. She came a karchayam, karin lemechira kira. That's the word that's used for sale. Amalu, so Esav said to them, havli agarta, show me the document. Amalu agarta ba'ad mitzrayim. The document is still a mitzrayim. Man nezel, who's going to go back to Mitzrayim to bring the document? So they said, nezel naftali, the Kol Kayalta. Naftali, who runs quickly, he is the most appropriate person to run quickly to Mitzrayim to get back the document. The Ksiv, as the Pasuk says, Naftali Ayala Shulucha. Naftali runs like a quick deer, Hanoisin Imre Shafer. Amar Rebavu Atik Imre Shafer, Ela Imre Sefer. He was the one that was able to run quickly to get the document. The Mashah explains, and the Ktzois takes this up as well, how could have Yaakov bought the Bechayr from Esav? Isn't it a Dovah Shalah B'Loilim? So the Ktzois answers, the Bechayr wasn't yet relevant. So the Ktzois answers that before Matan Torah, the you could sell a dove shla belaylam. The Tzais gives another answer that Esav removed himself from any claims. And since Esav removed himself from any claims, Yaakov got anything. So that's, says the, so I saw that that's the nafkamina between the debate between Yaakov, between Yaakov's children and Esav. What happened was that if we say Esav only removed himself, so then Esav said, I removed myself from the Bechaira, and now we're equal, and I deserve a share in the Bechaira. The children said, no, you sold, even though it's a Davish Shlo B'Laylam, you could sell something that's a Davish Shlo B'Laylam at that time, and therefore, since you could sell something that's at that time, that's a valid sale, you also sell, you sell this. Chushim Rei the Don, says the Mar Chushim was the son of Don, Taman Hava, he was there, V'yukrelei Udnei, and Chushim Adon was hard of hearing. Amaloi, so he asked the other people, my hi, what's going on here? What's the delay? Amaloi, kama akav hai, ad osu Naftali ma'adam trayim. Yeah, they're waiting until Naftali comes back with the document. Amlu, ad osu Naftali ma'adam trayim. Until Naftali will come back. Ye avi abba mutab b'zoyim. Will my grandfather Yaakov Avinu lay here and just waiting for his kvura? Shokel kufa. Chushim took a stick. Machia reshe hit Esav. Nosrin enei v'nafel aradi akari Yaakov. Esav's eyes popped out and he fell on Yaakov Avinu's feet. Peschinu Yaakov enei. Yaakov Avinu opened up his eyes that moment. Vachiv, and he smiled. V'anim d'ksiv yismach tzadik kichaz nakov. That Yaakov Avinu smiled at the downfall of Esav. Says the Gemara, at that time, the nevuah that Rivka said came through. The ksiv, Rivka had said, they died, why will I lose you both on the same day? They actually did not die on the same day. However, they were buried on the same day. And the Truma Sadeshin says that there are opinions that say that when we keep a yard site, we don't keep the yard site based on the day that the person passed away, but we base it on the day that he was buried. Because here the Pasuk says that Yaakov and Esav died on the same day, but as the Gemara just said, they didn't actually die on the same day, they were buried on the same day. There are those that follow that minig, and they keep the yard site on the day of the kfura. There are those that keep it on the day, most keep it on the day of the death. And some say that the first year, we keep it on the day of the kfura, and then following years, they keep it on the day of the death. The Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, when he used to learn the Gemara, used to say, let's look at this Gemara. Chushim ben Don was different than everyone else, because everyone else started debating with Esav and getting documents. Chushim ben Don didn't think. He didn't start with debates. He saw that Yaakov was sitting, that Yaakov Avinu was bibazoyin, as the Gemara said. He was left there with no one taking care of him. And when he saw something, he did something. He right away took action and killed Esav. And the Chavetz Chaim used to say that there's another lesson to learn from Chushim ben Don. Binyamin had, we find in the Torah, had 10 sons. Don had only one son, and the one son that he had was Chushim, and we're learning in our Gemara that Chushim, his one son, wasn't even so healthy. But when we look at the amount of children, of descendants, Don has many more children, many more descendants than Binyamin. Says the Chavetz Chaim, we can't know what will be. And normally we would assume that Binyamin will be the one with many children, and Don, who only has Nebuch the son, Chushim, will not be. Yet we find actually the opposite happened. Says the Gemara, ask the Gemara, V'layasik by Yosef, if Yosef had not been the one to bury Yaakov, Echav lehavim Masachskabei, would his brothers not have taken care of him? V'ksir, doesn't the Pasuk say, V'yisu oisa bon of Eretz Kanan, that they all participated in the Levaya? Amru, says the Gemara, what happened was the brothers said, Henichaloi, let Yosef be the one to manage this Levaya. Kvayda b'mlachim Yosef Mehedjit. Yosef is a king, and therefore it's more appropriate that Yosef should be the one to take care of the Levaya. Milan Gadol Yosef, the Mishnah said, Tana Rabbanan, bar re'ei kama chavivas mitzvahs on Moshe Rabbeinu. Look at how much Moshe Rabbeinu loved the mitzvahs. Shekol Yisrael Kulan, this asku v'biza. Everybody was busy taking the biza sayam, for who nisasik b'mitzvahs. But Moshe Rabbeinu was grabbing mitzvahs. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, chacham leiv yikach mitzvahs. That, and what were the two mitzvahs? So the Ben Yoyad explains, one was that he took care, that he took him out of Mitzrayim, and the next was that he took care of his burial. But I saw that the Ein Yaakov asks, the Klai Yisrael were told, Tadabino, they were told to take the Biza from Mitzrayim. So why is it considered that that isn't a mitzvah? So one teretz I said, one teretz I saw, is that from Chaim Kanievsky Zitzal, is that the mitzvah of taking the biza was said, Dabano, please. This was not just a please. It was a directive. Another teretz that I saw was that they took the biza from Mitzrayim. But now we're talking about the biza sayam. Continues the Gemara, M'naya ha'yodai Moshe Rabbeinu, Heichan Yosef cover. How did Moshe Rabbeinu know where Yosef was buried? Amru, says the Gemara, Sarpas Asher Nishtayim Oisador. Sarpas Asher was still surviving from that generation of the Yodim Mitzrayim. So she was there when Yosef was buried. V'holach Moshe Etzla. Moshe Rabbeinu came to her. Omla, Chum at Yodas, Heichen Yosef cover. Are you familiar with where Yosef is buried? Omla, Oren Shamatchus, Osulam Mitzrim. The Mitzrim made a metal coffin. The Kavua Benil Sanar. And they put it into the Nile River. Today she is Baruch Maimov. Because we know that the Nile River, Egypt lives off the Nile River. Holach Moshe Vaman al Sfas Anilus. Moshe Rabbeinu went and stood by the bank of that river of Nile, of the Nile. Amal Yosef Yosef. Higi Eish Nishba HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shani Goyal Eschem. The time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has said, I will free the Jewish people, have come. Higi Eish Shvur Shishbat Yisrael. The time that the Shvur that you make Klal Yisrael swear to take you out of Mitzrayim, has come. Im atamaratsmach, if you will reveal yourself, mutav, great. Im lav, but if not, hare ani menukim mishvoska. We're absolved of our obligation. Says the Gemara, Miyat sof aronish al Yosef. Immediately, Yosef's coffin floated up. Ve'el tatama, but asked the Gemara, don't be surprised. Heich bazel tzof. How is it possible that iron should float? The pasuk says that regarding the talmidim of Elisha Novi, the pasuk says Basil Nofal Al Hamayim. Yitzak v'yoma aha adori v'ushol v'yoma ish helakim anon nofal v'reis amokim v'yiks of ace v'yashlich sham v'yitzav habarzel. So the pasuk says that iron, we see iron floated. V'loy dvaran kovachoyma. If Elisha was the Talmud of Eliyahu, and Eliyahu was the Talmud of Moshe Rabbeinu, and this goes according to the opinions that Eliyahu Zupinchas, Tzof Barzel Miponov, we see that that the metal was able to float, and then Moshe Rabbeinu, certainly in front of Moshe Rabbeinu, the metal was able to float. We see Hagos Mordechai uses this Gemara to teach us that when two people make a deal and they make a shvur to each other, if one of them violates the deal, then the other one may violate the deal as well. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu said to Yosef. If you're not going to keep your side of the deal, then I don't have to keep my side of the deal. The Tosfos points out that there were others that also were alive at that time, not just Serach, but they were from Shevet Ephraim. And Shevet Ephraim had tried to leave the Midbar before the right time. And that's why Serach was the one that she should be the one to tell Moshe Rabbeinu where Yosef was. The Ben Yoyada says that Serach was the person who was predestined to give good news. She was the one that told Yaakov Avinu that Moshe, that Yosef was still alive, and she was also the one to tell Moshe Rabbeinu where Yosef was. Rav Nosson says that Yosef's coffin was actually not in the Nile River. Rather, the cabinet of Malachim Ayakover, he was buried in the burial place of kings. Halach Moshe v'Amar HaKabinet Shem Malachim, and Moshe Rabbeinu went and stood there. Amar, Yosef v'giyah eis, sh'nishba HaKadosh Baruch Hu, sh'ani goyel eschem, v'giyah shvuah sh'nishbatas Yisrael, the time that you make Klal Yisrael swear, imat amara atzmeich, if you reveal yourself, mutav great. V'mlav, harei anon mukim v'shvosko, we're absolved of our shvuah. Bais ha'shad nizdaran z'a, aroin ish ha'Yosef. At that point, Yosef's coffin shook. Not the Moshe Rabbeinu took him, and that's how Moshe Rabbeinu was able to know where it was. Not the Moshe Rabbeinu took it, Vivi brought it to him. All of those years that Klai saw were in the Midbar, Hayishne Aroinus Halalu, these two Aroinus. The Aron of Mace, the Aron Echad Shel Mace, the Aron of Yosef, Echad Shel Shechina, and the Aron of the Shechina, Mahalchim Zeh Mzeh, were traveling together. And everybody was saying, what are these two coffins? Amro Echad Shel Mace, one is Yosef Echad Shel Shechina. And the question is, do we transport Niftarim with the Shechina? Amru Kaim Zer, but the lesson here is that Yosef Tzadik fulfilled everything that it says on the Meluchas. The Maral explains the writers of Nosson not agree that he was buried in the Nile. So it says, because we have to bury people in a cemetery. And it was therefore inappropriate, says Reb Nosson, says the Maral that Reb Nosson holds, to say that he was buried in the Nile, but not in a Beis HaKfaris. And what happened, explains the Aruch, that in that cemetery there were many Aroinus, and since there were many Aroinus, that's why they weren't able to know, Moshe Rabbeinu was not able to know which one was Yosef. Why, asked the Meshech Chachma, did Yosef make all of Klal Yisrael swear that they're going to take him up, not just his children? So the Sefer Magid Mesharim, which is a Sefer where the Magid, the Malach, was teaching the Beis Yosef, that Yosef was aware, as we learned, that his children, B'nai Ephraim, are going to try to leave Mitzrayim before they were supposed to. And therefore, he was concerned to rely on his children. Says the Gemara, again, V'ilayasik b'Moshe, if Moshe Rabbeinu had not tended to the Aron of Yosef, Yisrael lo have a maskebe, where if Klai Yisrael not attended to him, V'ksiv asyatsis Yosef v'shel b'nei Yisrael mimitzrayim kover b'shchem, that they did take care of him, and they took him to Shechem. Says the Gemara, V'sui ilayasik b'Yisrael, even if Klai Yisrael wouldn't have been busy with Yosef's Aron, B'anei lo have a maskebe, that they did bury their forefather Yosef in their share. Amru Hanichaloi, so it says the Gemara, indeed, the Bnei Yosef and the other Shvatim certainly would have taken care of it. But they said it's better that Moshe Rabbeinu should take care of him. Kvaidai Hanichaloi, Kvaidai Yosef b'merubin Yosef b'motim. V'su Amru Hanichaloi, Kvaidai b'gedoilim Yosef b'ketanim. It's appropriate that Moshe Rabbeinu should be the one to take care of it, not everybody else. Kavr b'shchem, Maishna b'shchem, says the Gemara, why was Yosef buried in Shechem? Amr b'cham b'chanina, b'shchem genvua, he was stolen from Shechem, when that's where the brothers sold him. L'shchem nachse v'dosoy, and that's where it's most appropriate that he should be brought back. Kosh k'ray dadi, k'siv, ask the Gemara, one pasuk says, "V'yikach Moshe as ma'atzus Yosef imay." That Moshe Rabbeinu was the one that took care of the atzmus Yosef. V'ksiv v'atzmus Yosef ashehel b'nei Yisrael. This pasuk says that it was done by all of Klal Yisrael. Answers the Gemara: Am Rav Chama Rav Chanina, Kala Oisa Davar V'lo Gomrei. If somebody begins doing a mitzvah, but he's not the one that finishes it, or Ba Achiv Gomrei, and somebody else finishes doing the mitzvah, Mala Lava Kosev Al Shagomrei. The Torah gives credit to the one that finishes it, Kilo Asu. So yes, Moshe Rabbeinu was the one that began the process. But since he wasn't alive when Yosef was ultimately buried in Mitzrayim, so Klai Yisrael gets the credit. Rav Elazar says that if somebody doesn't finish the mitzvah that he began, af marina yisrael megad losoi, he's diminished. Yehuda was the one that started trying to save Yosef, but at the end, he wasn't the one that actually saved him. It was Reuven, and that's why the pasuk says v'yered Yehuda. Rav Shmuel ben Nachmeni Omer, somebody begins a mitzvah and doesn't finish it, af kaver ishtu banav. His family will not survive. Because as we see that it says regarding Yehuda, the Ksiv, the Thomas Bashur Ashes Yehuda, the Ksiv Yomas Erva Einan. They all passed away because he didn't finish the mitzvah. Ramosha Zatzal has an interesting tshuva in the Shal Tshuvas Igris Moshe Choshe Mishpat Chelik Aleph Simon Memtes. He discusses what is the halacha if somebody is a shatchin, if somebody is a matchmaker, or somebody's a broker, and he began doing the deal, but he didn't finish the deal, or he didn't finish the tshuva, or he didn't finish the shidduch, and then somebody else completes the deal, or somebody else does the final part of the matchmaking. Who discusses Rav Moshe will get the brokerage fee? Who will get the shatchanis? So he says, if we learn our Gemara, it seems from our Gemara that the Gemara says that ain a mitzvah in the kras el al shem gomroi, that the person who completes the mitzvah is the one that gets the credit. That so it should be that the final person should get the shatchanis. But he says it's not actually that quays. And he says that the person who began the deal and the person that began the shidduch is the one that should get the shatchanos. But that Rashi says, even though the person who starts something should be the one to finish it off, but if not for him starting it, it wouldn't have happened. And since if not for him starting, it wouldn't have happened, that's why he should get the thing. It seems for Ramosh, I think, that let's say the first person who began brokering this deal did not have the ability to make the deal happen. And it was only, he did not have the ability to make the deal happen. But he, and only the second person could have make the was able to make the deal happen. Only the second person was the one that can make the shidduch happen. Then maybe Rav Moshe would of course agree that the second one is deserving of the shatchanos because he's the one that made it happen. Without him, it could have never happened. Continues the Gemara. Am Rabbi Yehuda Merav. Nikra Yosef Atzmos B'chayev. Why was Yosef already called himself? His body called himself bones. Says the Gemara because he wasn't respectful to his father. The Karmelai Avdecha Avinu, when they said to him Avdecha Avinu, when the brothers came to meet him in Mitzrayim, and he didn't say anything. So I saw that the Mefarshim point out that he, if we look at it, it only happened, said it five times, and yet the Medrash says that Yosef lost 10 years of his life because he heard them say this 10 times and he didn't say anything. So the Mefarshim explain that Yosef actually only heard it 5 times. But we know, as the Pasuk says, there was a Melitz Ben Yosef. There was somebody who was repeating everything. So if Yosef heard it 5 times and the Melitz, the interpreter, said it another 5 times, so altogether we have 10. Amar Why did Yosef die before all of his children? Says the Gemara, that even though Yosef, of course, was a very modest person, but he was a leader, and he acted in that way, and that's why he suffered. Yosef heard Mitzrayim, Amar Blaza, Al Tikri Hurad, Ela Hurad. When Yosef was the one to interpret the dream, all the other interpreters lost their position. He bought him to do homosexual acts with him. But but Gavriel went and punished him, that he should become sterile. Mikara, and what's the proof? Says the Gemara, Mikara, at the original he's called Paitifar, or Psyf he's called Paitifara, to represent that that's what happened to him. The Mishnah said, Milan Golem Moshe, who was greater than Moshe Rabbeinu, and who took care of the burial, said the Mishnah, of Moshe Rabbeinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu by himself. V'yayim HaShem Elai Ravloch, HaToysef Elai Oibadav HaZeh, Omer Rav Levi, B'Rav Bisir, but the word Rav was the word Moshe Rabbeinu used when he was speaking to the Das Kairach, and Rav Asrur, and the Rav is the word that's used when he's being told that he will not make it to Israel. Rav Bisir, because he said to the Das Kairach, Rav Lechem Bnei Levi, and Rav Asrur, that he will not go to Israel, as the Pasuk says, Rav Loch. Dover Acher, Rav Loch, Rav Yeshlecha. This time has come for another Rebbe, Mani Yeshua. And as the Ben Yehuda explains, it not doesn't mean that Yeshua was going to be Moshe Rabbeinu's Rebbe, but what it means to say was that now is the time for new leader. The time for Yeshua has come. But the Ben Yehuda says another pshat. He says the other pshat is that what it means to say is that Yeshua, we know, was Moshe Rabbeinu's Talmud. And mitalmida yosem akulam. So a Talmud is actually a Rebbe. Dav acher ravloch, lo yomer HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, back off from asking to go into Eretz Yisrael, shlo yomer, because by you acting that way, says the Gemara, people will say, harav kamakosha. People will start to speak about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he's too tough, the Talmud kam sarvin, and you are not. And we have to always be concerned about the kvod shemayim. The kolkach lama, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu not agree? Says the Gemara, Tanu Rabbi Shmuel, fuga meshechna. According to the strength of the donkey, that's what the kind of packages he carries. Moshe Rabbeinu, because he was such a great tzaddik, and therefore, even though normally HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Meichel when somebody does an Avera, not by Moshe Rabbeinu. V'yom Aleihem, Moshe Rabbeinu says to them, B'mei v'esrim shana anoich hayoyim. Shein tam aloyim hayoyim. Why is it necessary, says the Gemara, to say the word hayoyim? Says the Gemara, Yoim Molo Yimei Shemayisai. Today I'm exactly 120 years old. Lamdecha, to teach us, Shakarish Baruch Hu Mashim Shneseim Shal Tzadikim, Hakarish Baruch Hu makes the years of a tzaddik come out exactly, Miyoim Liyoim Mechayish Lekshoydish, the Ksiv, as the Pasuk says, as Mispar Yemecha Amalei. The Bnei Yisoschar in the Sefer Agra Dekala explains that Moshe Rabbeinu was the greatest of all people. But we know that even Moshe Rabbeinu, at the time of his death, during his life, he wasn't able to reach the Nun Shari Bina, the 50 gates of understanding. Only at his death was he able to get to that Madrega. That's what he said, Hayoyim Mola Yomei Vishnoisai. Now I came to the point that I could realize and understand what I never was able to understand previously. And in fact, he says that the Baal Shem Tov, the same, throughout his life, they did not hear profound Divrei Torah. But he says, at the moment of my death, I was able to hear and understand what I couldn't do entire life. Layuchel oid lotzis lovoi, says the Gemara, my lotzis lovoi, ilayim lotzis lovoi, mamish, that he can no longer walk. V'ksiv, says the Gemara, doesn't the Pasuk say, Moshe ben, may have asked Mishana, but might say, Moshe Rabbeinu was 120 years old when he passed away, and he was still at the full strength. The mountain that he climbed on the day of his death had 12 steps. He was able to jump one, all 12 steps. What he meant to say was, I'm not able to learn Torah the way that I was able to learn previously. Melamed shenistamu ma'inas chachma. So I saw that we just learned from the Bnei Yisoscha that Moshe Rabbeinu was in the highest madrega at that point. What? Why does it say here that he was not able to learn? So I saw that the Sefer Avodas Yisrael says, of course, Moshe Rabbeinu at the time of his death was at the highest madrega. What it means to say is his ability to teach Torah. Nistami, the Ksav Sofer says this as well, that at that day, Moshe Rabbeinu was not able to teach Torah like he was able to teach Torah his entire life. Or another pshat that I saw is, as we said a moment ago, at that time Moshe Rabbeinu came to such a high level, and because he came to such a high level, the Torah that he was learning at that time was on such a high level that it was not the type of Torah that he could teach other people. The Shabbos on which Moshe Rabbeinu passed away, there were two rabbonim. Nitla Rishus Mizah, Moshe Rabbeinu left, and Nitla Lazen Yeshua took over. Amar Yehuda, Melam Mikri Kosef. If not, that there's a pasuk that says that if Shalom Amrei, Heichem Moshe Meis, where did Moshe Rabbeinu pass away? The Chelkei Shel Ruvain, in where Ruvain's portion was. The Ksiv, the Yal Moshe Ba'arvis Moi, Valhar Nevoi. Nevoi, the Chelkei Shel Ruvain Kaima. Nevoi is over there. The Ksiv, Ubnei Ruvu Bonu Es Navoi. So we see Navoi is in Ruvain's territory. The Heichen Moshe Kover, but where was he actually buried? Bechelka Shel God, in the territory of Dod. The Ksiv Yar Reishis Loi, Mechelka Sherov, says Shem Chelkas Mechaikik Sofon, that's where Mechaikik Moshe, who passed the rules of Klai Yisrael, that's where he was born. Mechelka Shel Ruvain and Chelka Shel God, Kamahava, what is the distance between these two places? Arba Milan. Arba Milan Mihalichai says, who transported Moshe Rabbeinu those 12 mil? Says the Gemara, Melamed Shai Moshe Mutl Kamfeshchina. The Kamfeshchina itself transported Moshe Rabbeinu. And says the Gemara, as Moshe Rabbeinu was being transported, on Malach Hasharis Omrim, Tzutkas Hashem Oso, Mishpatav Yisrael, Kodesh Baruch Omer, Miyokam Liyim Mereyim, Miyashatzav Liyim Payal Avin, Shmuel Amem Mika Chacham Miyoidei Peshet Over, who was able to settle all disputes between my children? Rabbi Yochanan Amar, HaChachma Ma'ayin Tamatza, where will we find such great wisdom? Rabbi Nachman Amar, Yomisham, Moshe, Samalian Omer, the Yomisham Moshe, Safar Rabbi Yisrael, the great leader of Klai Yisrael. Tanya Rabbi Lezer Agol Omer, Shneimasamil, Kenegim Nachni Yisrael. Baskol Mashmiva Omer, Klai Yisrael encampment took up an area of 12 mil by 12 mil, and the Baskol was announcing, Mashmiva Omer, the Yomis Moshe, Safar Rabbi Yisrael, everybody should know that Moshe Rabbeinu passed away. Yesh Omerim, Loimes Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu actually never was niftik. Ksiv hacha v'yom sham, v'ksiv hasam by Kabbal Satira v'yisham im Hashem, ma'al ha'alan oimen im Hashemish, just like the Kabbal Satira, Moshe Rabbeinu was standing and serving Hashem, afkan, now as well, oimen im Hashemish, Moshe Rabbeinu continues to serve Hashem. The Meshech Chachma says, the Pasuk says, v'nasati l'cha mahalchim bein ha'imdim ha'elu. A tzaddik is considered a mahalich because he's always going from one madrega to another madrega. The malachim are considered oimdim, that the malachim are considered people who are those who are always on the same madrega. Moshe Rabbeinu, even during his lifetime, was considered like a malach. And that's why that's what is meant here. Just like Moshe Rabbeinu, when he was alive, he was Omdim Mishamish. He was serving Hashem, and that is like a malach. When he passed away, he also become like a malach. The Meshech Chachma says another pshat. We see great people, and when we see great people, we don't necessarily recognize how much these great people had to work to get to where they end. And that's pshat Mika Chacham. You see a chacham, and you see how great he is. However, umi yodei peshadover, who really knows how much Moshe Rabbeinu and tzaddikim have to work to attain the madrega that they attain. Every Motzei Shabbos, the Sefer Shevet Yehuda says, we say in the Zmiris, Yehei Echodesh Azeh, Vayhu Yishlach Mamasi Adenu Brocha Vatzlocha. Says the Sefer Shevet Yehuda, how do we have the ability to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help, that everything we do should have Brocha Vatzlocha? So he says, we know that when Moshe Rabbeinu saw that the Mishkan was built, he said to Klai Sov, Yinoim Hashem Elokeinu Aleinu, Omasi Yedeinu Koinonehu. Moshe Rabbeinu was so connected to Shabbos. Moshe Rabbeinu was the one that brought the mon, that we have a special portion of mon every Shabbos. Moshe Rabbeinu was Nifter on Shabbos. So says the Sefer Shevet Yehuda, as Shabbos goes away, and we remember on Shabbos we remember Moshe Rabbeinu, and we remember the bracha Moshe Rabbeinu, Omasi Adenu Koina Ne'aleinu. That's why we say, Hu Yishlach Bracha Vatzlocha B'Masi Adenu. We daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that just like Moshe Rabbeinu was Mespalel, that we should always have Bracha Vatzlocha. We daven that Shabbos, which is so connected to Moshe Rabbeinu, should always bring for us Bracha Vatzlocha.